Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, so you get hired by kind of this chump, right? And the whole thing is she doesn't know what she's doing. She is like new in town and kind of like, I don't know, she thinks she's a lot better than she really is. But she hires you because you have been in New York a long time and you've been around the block and you know how these things work. It's like, all right, fine, fuck it. I can make out. She's paying more than anyone else in town. I can help this fucking chump like get to the top of her station if that's what she wants. Turns out that the daddy of the house is not just a daddy of the house, but a fucking zaddy of the house. And then all of a sudden, maybe getting a fucking cushy paycheck or a big paycheck for a cushy job doesn't seem quite as good as fucking seducing the zaddy and getting this lady out on her ass, right? Now you're the fucking big bitch on the block, as far as I could tell. But you fucking, you're sharing looks with this guy, right? You're having lingering moments, not in the parlor, but in the foyer, you have a lingering moment. So it's time to fucking spring your trap. You get ass naked and crawl into bed with this dude. And he fucking, when he realizes that you're not his dud-ass wife, he's like, put your clothes on and go back to your chambers.
Oh my God.
What do you do?
Oh my God.
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm going home.
Wow.
I can't believe.
Did you think that just because time had passed, it would become not the greatest show that HBO had ever produced?
We've talked about this.
No. We've talked about this scenario.
But not from Turner's perspective. We talked about it from the other character's perspective. In this scenario, Turner is who we are.
Okay, so this is the Gilded Age.
Yeah. This is that bitch that's always trying to fuck the capitalist daddy.
She wants to fuck him so bad, but she can't.
But she can't. She's bad at doing it.
Right.
So as her, what do we do?
Yeah, what do you do?
We just got kicked out of naked bed.
I think that you pack your bags and you go to a different city. You go to Chicago, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Because you can't cut it in New York. Seriously,
yeah, you
cannot
it up.
Cut
you
it
fucked
in
it
New
up.
York.
That's right.
You fucked it up. Maybe you go out to San Francisco or something.
Wow.
Yeah, San Francisco's a great place.
It's happening
there
right
are
now.
There are no well-born families in
There's
San Francisco.
There's new money.
There's new money.
But that's exactly what you need to avoid because those old money families are gossipy as fuck.
Yeah.
You need to find a place that doesn't care about your former indiscretions.
Yeah.
And also, I have to correct myself. She was trying to seduce a new money family.
She was, actually.
That
yeah.
was her whole thing. She left an old money family to go to a new money
so
family.
So she's already done this move before.
Yeah.
So she just has to keep sliding down the scale?
Until she learns her lesson.
Oh, yeah. Poor Turner.
Poor Turner. She sucks.
She does
but
suck.
For the purpose of this hot take, I'm empathizing with Turner.
We can't empathize with everyone.
There's a limit,
There's
Colin.
There's a limit.
And a time limit. We could have empathized with her 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh, this! I think we could talk about this for years to come. A season two will come eventually, but until
Turner's
then...
Turner's not going
to
be in season two.
Oh, I think she will.
Really?
I think so, because last we saw Turner, she was Spoiler alert, if you're not caught up yet.
Oh, my God.
So she
left.
She didn't leave. She got fucking canned.
Yeah, she got canned.
Because she tried to make an alliance with the young
son, which we also talked about this.
No, we've talked about it. I have not seen the show, and I know this information.
Yeah.
It's only because you've already told me.
Colin.
So, but I guess my point is, what do you do?
I think you play. Players got to play by the game, right? So live by the game, die by the game. You tried to make a move. It didn't work. Chalk it up. Dust yourself off and make another move.
Gotcha.
Not another move on Zaddy, because I think you've burned that bridge. But like, yeah. And I think moving to San Francisco, there's a whole bunch of people who don't know you. It's a whole new opportunity. Start over.
Yeah. Start again from the bottom.
Yep.
Work your way to the top.
Mm-hmm. Top.
We're doing top ships because the Top Gun Maverick.
Woo! Yeah, we are.
I feel like we got more to talk about, though, on the
I don't think so. I think that we've talked about it.
Thank you for offering a hot take. Thank you.
Yeah.
Sincerely, thank you. However, we're talking about Top Gun now.
Yeah, we are.
Yay. All
right, Maverick is
out. Are we all excited about Top Gun Maverick? What is your relationship to Top Gun? Anyone?
Watched it way back.
Yeah.
I am interested to see what this movie's going to be like.
I feel like
some mild interest.
Like a Tom Cruise, like modern day action movie. Like,
yeah.
If it's going to be like a Mission Impossible-y, but in planes.
Yeah, I love Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
And he likes to, you know, really push himself physically.
But is it going to be, do you think it'll be that Mission Impossible? Like, is he going to be like hanging on the side of a plane and like shooting at another plane with a pistol?
No, it's going to be Top Gunning.
Right.
Yeah. But so I think it'll be fighter pilots doing funky stuff.
And they are flying these planes, which is cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what? The actors are flying the planes?
The actors are flying the planes.
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 What do you mean the actors are flying the planes?
The planes are flown by the actors, my friend.
Is this true?
The planes are flown by the actors who fly the planes.
Do you remember in whichever Mission Impossible, I think Fallout, and Tom Cruise learned how to fly that helicopter?
Yeah, okay. And then jump out of it.
Yeah. So he's like, now planes.
Yep.
Because why not?
I could not imagine the fucking...
Insurance on that?
No, like the fucking bromance between Tom Cruise and like Miles Teller as they're at fighter pilot flying class. Like,
yeah.
Oh my
yeah.
God. I kind of hate this movie now.
Did any of you play the NES Top Gun game?
Uh-uh.
No.
It was fucking impossible because every level ended... you had to land on like the aircraft carrier, and it was so fucking hard to do. Couldn't be done. You had to know exactly the perfect window to like land on it. And then there were later levels where you had to meet up with a plane in the air to refuel while you're in flight.
Oh my God. No way.
That is another
impossible
thing to do.
No, that's
amazing.
Yeah, the game's so hard, but it's got a great 8-bit version of the Top Gun theme.
Oh, fun!
So I recommend everyone.
Is there an
8-bit
version of the volleyball game?
No, there's no volleyball.
The music in Top Gun is pretty great.
Yeah,
oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, very rad.
And Take My Breath Away. Oh, all day.
Mm-hmm. Danger Zone.
Yeah, Danger Zone. And the new one promises some kind of like football scene.
Yes, okay. And it's co-ed.
Co-ed.
Which I don't know if they're fully understanding the joy of the original volleyball scene.
Right.
No, sounds like not.
This is that bisexual agenda coming and biting us all on the butt.
Yeah.
Not fucking bisexual agenda. It's ruining everything for all of us.
Homoerotic only.
If I'm going to watch your military romance, I'm going to be thinking about the boys.
Yeah. What are the boys up to? But we are doing top ships.
We're doing top ships.
Well, and for the original, I have done a Top Gun ship in the past.
Mm.
And I still believe in this ship because it is romantic and tragic. And those are two of my favorite things. And that's Goose and Carol, of course. Carol played by Meg Ryan, and Goose is the ER guy who gets killed, and it's very sad.
Anthony
Edwards.
Edwards.
Yes, thank you. But for this update.
Wait, so you just blew that one?
Yeah, that's
you
an
blew
old...
my ship.
Oh, that's yours?
You just
I did that like 4 years ago.
By it. So that was my ship. Okay, now let's talk about your ship.
Wait, okay, well, no, let's
up and dismissed it.
Yeah,
wait, let's talk about this ship before we go.
Here's my question for you. Why even bring it up? to say it's not
that's
good enough.
Guess how I'm feeling. Like, why?
Guess if you had not.
You know what I mean? Like,
I would
like,
have got to have my moment, tell my shit. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
would have
said
that's a good point.
Why I liked it.
Like, you know, like you see someone on the street and you think in your head, I wouldn't date them. You don't go up to them and you say, I wouldn't date
way.
You.
But you want to hear about my girlfriend? She's
yeah,
great.
She's great.
But so Goose and Carol, right? There's so okay. Let's talk about that, Mogi.
All I wanted to say about it was I think it's because I just rewatched their scenes. It's they're only together in two scenes in the movie,
mm-hmm.
and so it's like 5 minutes of screen time, and they fucking sell you on the relationship, on the dynamic with Maverick, and how important he is to Goose, and how she respects that, and also loves him herself, and like yeah, it's just a really well. For a minor couple, it's done like exceptionally well. And I'm really bummed she's not in the next movie.
Yeah, that is too bad.
Yeah.
Maybe she had to leave the whole military life
well,
lifestyle
her son
behind.
Is the lead in the movie.
Oh, Goose's son?
Miles
is
Teller is Goose's son.
Oh my God, this movie.
His
He's
call
baby
sign
Goose.
Is Gosling.
No, it's not.
Ah, how dare they?
How dare they?
How dare they?
And they're not having Meg Ryan be in the movie
and
to
Meg
be.
Give her another 5 minutes of screen time. It would have been
yeah.
great.
Yeah. We know that she could do so much with 5 minutes
so
in a
much.
Top Gun.
And then you could do a little flashback.
So he's the little boy who
he's
sits on
little,
the piano
yes,
during
the
Great Balls of Fire scene.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm back on board.
Oh my God. You're a fickle mistress.
But it is because those are like you were saying, those are like some of the best parts of the whole movie. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards when she has to like she doesn't even have to forgive Maverick.
No.
Because like you were saying, They were essentially a thruple, a non-sexual yep. thruple. And she knew that if there was anything Maverick could have done to save her yep. husband's life, he would have fucking
and
done it.
And not only
yesterday.
That, she not only forgives him for all of that, she or like absolves him of all that. She says to him, like, if you had died, Goose would have stayed in the car, would have kept flying.
Yep. Yep.
So like, you know, don't feel like you shouldn't be flying anymore because you should, because Goose would have done it without it. He would have been sad. It would have broken his heart, but he would have kept going. And that's so generous of a widow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, she's true
blue. Carol's awesome.
Unfortunately, when he does decide to keep flying, he ends up really shaking up his next co-pilot, mm-hmm. who is call sign Sundown. Do you guys remember another character who really only has like 10 lines of dialogue?
Yeah.
You've got the scene where they're flying, and then when they end up on the aircraft carrier, and Sundown's like, you're fucking, like, you suck, Maverick. What the fuck were you doing? You blew this mission for me. Like, I'm trying to get points on the leaderboard. I know you're sad, but fuck you. Like, I gotta make do with what I got. And fucking Maverick, like, freaks out on him. And then he's like, I'm never gonna fly again. And you know what? That fucking sucks for Sundown. Maybe he's not the most sensitive man in the world, but he's on a mission, and he knows what he wants. And he doesn't take shit from a partner isn't giving him what he needs.
Yeah.
That's why I ship Sundown with Dana Scully from The X-Files.
Whoa.
Real left turn.
We got to get these people away from their toxic partners who aren't doing their job properly. Let her be a regular FBI agent and him
so she
be
doesn't
just
have to, she
a
doesn't
pilot.
Have to do X-Files anymore.
She doesn't have to do X-Files anymore. There's nothing for her
so
to be skeptical of. She's just
where
doing that's worse than my That Thing You Do ship.
This yeah. is,
from a couple
this
weeks
is
ago.
Really bad because honestly, like,
what are you doing to Dana Scully?
Scully and
with
Mulder,
a really nice, handsome military man who's going to get a pension.
A really like by the books, not empathetic.
She's got her own pension.
Straight,
pretty boring. I think maybe her pension might be better than his.
Yeah, it definitely is.
I mean, look, you combine
them. Special agent for the FBI.
Yeah.
Well, insurance isn't everything.
Wait,
I don't know.
So what happens to Mulder? What like what's going on with him?
Same thing that happens to Maverick. He gets a sequel, fucking 30 years later. Where he's hanging out with the Dana Scully's kid.
But Dana likes...
Played by Miles Teller.
All right, I would watch that.
Got you back on board.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Was that actually your ship?
Yeah, it was.
Yes, it was. Okay. I saw it on his... He wanted to give me that, and I was like, in what world?
Yeah, no thank you.
In what world?
Wait, so what do they do? Do they continue... Do they work together, too?
No. She's got a job.
So
he's got
a
job.
How'd they meet?
This is a good question. Transferring at the Dallas-Fort Worth airport.
Not even that he had an alien encounter in his fighter jet?
No.
Passing at the airport?
Yeah.
Like he just thought
she was.
He just thought she was cute at the fucking duty free shop and struck up a conversation.
And she doesn't like knock him the fuck out.
No, she's just like, oh,
I don't think you can cold approach Dana Scully.
Well, was it totally cold? He said like, I don't know, some joke about duties. Like, what is a duty? A duty was a like fucking 50 cents duty.
She
nothing.
Walks out and misses her flight because she can't be near
this
guy.
Would you rather he be like those other corny bastards and like sing and dance and do this whole choreographed number like he's Tom Cruise? No, Sundown doesn't do it in Top Gun.
Right, but Dana Scully wouldn't date Maverick either. The problem
she
is Dana Scully
Sundown,
to this.
Who was just by the
also,
books and just wants to fly his plane.
Not to like I mostly feel for Dana Scully in this, but I will say if she ends up with Sundown, she's never going to be fully available to him because of like this, the place that Mulder takes in her life and in her heart.
And also she needs that
element
of crazy.
Yeah. Like they need each other. So what's going to happen?
That's like the whole thing of X-Files.
The conceit of the show.
I don't know. I think maybe it's time for her to put that aside for now.
For now? So she's going to go back?
Jesus.
Here's the thing. This is a perfect person for her to date, like maybe season two or three of X-Files.
Yeah,
never
boring
see
guy.
Him.
Yeah.
She is always missing dates.
Fighter pilot boyfriend.
He comes into town a couple times a season. She misses dinner with him because she's investigating cases. He eventually breaks up with her. Well, first he proposes, then she freaks out. But all of this is like...
Yeah, that's
3 minutes of screen time.
How good of a relationship does it have to be? I think that's plenty good.
How good of a relationship does it have to be to ship it?
I mean, we have standards. I don't know.
Some of us do.
It doesn't sound like Dobby plus anyone, frankly.
Yeah, where's Dobby in all of this? Corn dogged in between them?
Did you say horn dog or corn dog?
Corn dog.
So they're the batter? Is that
no? Like
he's
so
the stick, and they're the dog.
Someone's pegging his ass, and someone's fucking his mouth.
That's not how corn dog.
That's a kebab.
That's a corn dog.
Okay, he's kebabbed between.
He's kebabbed.
He's kebabbed. He's spit roasted.
Yeah, spit roasted.
Patrick, do you have a top ship?
Do I have a spit roasted ship?
Yeah.
I have a top ship.
Okay.
I saw the Batman.
Yay!
Loved it. Thought it was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
A ton of insane performances.
Love it. Right.
I loved them all. Paul Dano, shut the fuck up.
Chef's yes.
So when
love that. He's so good.
So fucking good.
So good. So good. So good. Okay.
But so it just got me thinking about Batman villains, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
And about Jonathan Crane, the Scarecrow.
Yes.
And I think for the purposes of this show, of this ship, I want the version played by Cillian Murphy, right? Because I want him to be like unsettlingly hot, you know, where you're like, you're attractive, but I also don't understand like your face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Are you from another planet? Are you really in this physical plane with us?
Yeah.
So, okay. It's Jonathan Crane, the Scarecrow. He's locked away in Arkham, but as part of like his plea deal to like, you know, he was like giving up names of other like crime bosses or whatever. He insisted on having a room with a closet. He's like, I need to have
What's
a
closet happening here. Okay.
Interesting. Okay. I'm suspicious of the closet.
I'm suspicious of the closet because you've mentioned it 7 times. Okay.
Okay. And so, every night, when they're like, all right, Crane, lights out. And he goes, he's excited. He's excited for lights out. Because he's a student of fear.
Okay.
And he's been studying fear his whole life.
Wait, oh no, I think I know where this is going.
I don't like where this is going.
Oh no. Oh no.
I don't like where this is going.
So, I know exactly.
Lights out.
Ew.
Yeah. And, you know, it's those loud lights that turn off that.
Yeah.
And then you hear like a little like creak at the door. And Jonathan Crane sits up because his closet door is opening and he knows what that means. And then a voice.
What does the voice sound like?
Jonathan Crane.
Okay. I'll take this action. I was afraid it was going to be like, oh, you're telling me that I'm walking in through his closet door? Like, I was like, oh, no.
No, this is Roz because she is the number one monster. She's the top monster.
Wait, Roz is the top monster?
She's number one. She's undercover in her like role as the receptionist, whatever.
Oh man, I haven't seen this movie in a long time. Okay, cool. Yeah. Love it.
So she's number one. She's this slug, and she just climbs on top of him and just rides him slimily all night long, teaching him new definitions of fear.
That's interesting.
And pleasure.
Does he actually feel the fear?
Yes, it's the only way he can come.
Oh, he's also feeling the fear.
The pleasure. Yeah, it's intertwined.
Yeah,
inextricably intertwined.
Right, and he would have gone quite mad without that closet door.
It's nice of them to have built it to his exact specifications.
Yeah.
Well, it could have been any door because she was always going to find it.
Right.
Because she knows she's scared other people, right? She's scared kids, whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's fine. And like screams are one thing, laughs are another. Screams of pleasure and terror at the same time.
Orgasmic terror.
No.
That will like power Monstropolis for decades.
Yeah, just him alone is like...
Yeah.
You can run the fucking metro system for a week on a single O-face.
This is what I'm saying.
All right. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's good.
I really lost faith in you.
Yeah, I was really scared it was going to be like invisible version of Randall.
Oh, like Randall?
Yeah, I was really I was expecting Steve Buscemi coming through there.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Sully. I was
Sully,
he's too good.
No,
he's too sweet.
Sully doesn't need to go anywhere near Gotham City.
No.
He should stay
away.
That
poor boy.
Oh.
That
made me sad. No, it's just Roz.
It's just Roz.
Okay, you want to hear my shit?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're in Los Angeles, California, at a high school. And like this school, it's kind of on the wrong side of town.
Oh.
But there's some smart kids in there, and there's a teacher who's willing to find the top students and teach them how to pass the AP test. Now, this man, I think, is mostly single. Is he with anybody? Jaime Escalante?
I don't remember.
He's based on a real person.
Yes, as played by Edward James Olmos, yes.
This is a real
person. Yes, but I'm going to say a fictionalized version of him, as played by Edward James Olmos. Now.
Okay, regardless, we're kicking that wife partner to the curb.
We're either killing her, kicking her out, she's out, she gone. Now, because I want him to teach a different teacher a lesson.
Mm. A lesson?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh.
A sexy lesson.
A paddle lesson.
No, there's another teacher who thinks that she can really change these inner city youths. And she thinks that
Is she turning chairs around backwards?
Yes. And she thinks that there's always a choice, no matter what.
And he's going to teach her that's not true.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's no choice.
Like life's kind of shitty.
Oh my god.
And I think maybe they have some kind of like fucked up, power dynamic thing going on.
Ryan. Okay.
I've been so disappointed this entire episode.
Wait. Who is the paramour?
Oh, she's Michelle Pfeiffer from
Dangerous Minds.
And then he is Jaime Escalante from Stand and Deliver. And they're both like, I'm going to help these inner city kids. But she is white and is kind of coming at it as an outsider. And he's more like, let's learn math. And she's like, let's change lives. Although both are, you know, they have good intentions, I guess.
Mm. Yeah.
You guess?
They do. They have very good intentions. They want to help these students.
I have a pitch to
what?
Maybe because it's kind of nice, but it's not super duper spicy.
Yeah.
What if we introduce into this couple someone who really knows how to use some corporal punishment in the public school system?
Major Payne?
I'm talking about James Jimmy Belushi in The Principal.
Okay, so now okay. It's just like a teacher threesome.
It's a teacher threesome. Well, and an administrator.
Oh, an administrator, that's right.
Have you guys ever seen the principal?
But
no.
Is the principal the sub in the whipping situation?
Yeah, what's he
no,
doing?
No, no, he's full dom. Unless they want to fucking
wait, so
dom
I
the
think
dom.
Yeah, I think doming the dom is more interesting in this yeah. case.
Okay. I think we have a case of three doms.
Oh, he walks in and he's like, what are you two? You two doms are being too noisy. But then he puts his baseball bat down for a second and just looks away. And oh, no, then they're on him.
Yeah.
Scary.
Yeah, so that's my shit.
Yeah, it's good. I mean.
Thanks.
I know we're not doing teacher ships.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I should have used it for that.
No. This is good.
Okay.
This is good.
Top students in the class. Yeah, I got
it. Yeah, I follow the logic.
Okay, thanks.
But it just made me think of like other teachers to throw in this relationship.
Well, I mean, this is a revolving door situation. Mm. So who else is going to come in?
Well, Mr. School of Rock himself.
What?
Mr. Schneebly?
Yeah.
Fake Mr. Schneebly?
Fake Schneebly?
Man, that movie's so good.
That movie rules.
It's so good.
He's too good for these people.
But he would, I don't know, he would bring a lot of coming a yeha into the room.
He would. Mm-hmm. He would. I think he would add a little joie de vivre. I think if things are getting a little too serious in there with the three that are already there.
Okay. And may I put a little more, a lot of serious?
Okay.
I would like to see Sam Jackson's character from the movie 187 get introduced.
Oh, and here,
this.
I thought you were going to have Coach Carter mix it up.
I never seen Coach Carter.
What about Mr. Holland from Mr. Holland's Opus?
Oh,
he does almost sleep with that clarinet player. He does.
He's going to want some students in there.
Yeah,
he
is. Exactly. He gets kicked out of the sex dungeon.
Oh my God, he's like, oh, you know, last week when I gave you my number, you never added me to the group chat.
No, like something must be wrong with it.
So weird. Do you have a Samsung or something?
Yeah, they're like, oh, that's weird. And then what's another... I had another teacher in mind.
Well, there's Robin Williams in...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Dead Poets Society.
Dead Poets Society.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be so romantic.
Yeah, he's catching feels for everybody.
And they're this is not what this is about.
You know what happens is he and Jack Black, fake Schneebly, end up running away.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God. Okay, so at ShippleDips on Twitter, if you and your SO met at an orgy... Please let us know. I want to talk to you about this.
Especially if the orgy was like off-brand for you and that other person.
Like neither of you had any business being there.
Right. You were just there because you shared a profession with everyone else. Any other teachers we want to throw into this unholy cauldron?
I feel like... I think her name is Miss Turnbull from Matilda.
Yes. Yes. What about Mr. Feeney?
What about Mr. Feeney?
What about Mr. Turner?
Yeah, Mr. Turner.
Wait, who's Mr. Turner?
He's the motorcycle riding middle school teacher.
Oh, yeah, he could put Jim Belushi.
He takes Sean in when Sean has no family.
Yeah.
And then he gets in a motorcycle accident, and Sean cries and is like, please don't die and leave me. And then the next season, he's gone, and we never hear of him again.
But they don't even kill him.
They don't even kill him.
Why don't you kill him then?
I don't even think they say, like, Mr. Turner left town. Sean lives with him and needs him deeply.
And then he's gone?
And then he's gone.
Well, wait, don't they have him move into his brother's apartment?
Then his brother appears.
Oh, really? That's not how he gets out of Mr. Turner's apartment?
No.
He just fucking ghosts? Wow. He just goes. Amazing. Well, you know what? He got a higher paid gig in another district.
Yeah.
Can you imagine it's like nearby? It's in the same county, but it's just a better
it's
district.
It's just nearby. It's a charter.
You should never depend on anybody.
That's true. I'm also going to throw in, because I have some other teacher ideas, Mr. Noblet and Mr. Jellyneck from Strangers with Candy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they could slide in there and do a little business. I don't know.
Great.
They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
Mrs. Krabappel.
Oh, that's
fun. She's in
fun.
There. She goes in there. I don't know what she does, but she's in there.
She would be the one who makes Jack Black and... Who's Jack Black running off with?
Robin Williams.
She would freak them out too much.
Yeah, they would be like, whoa, this is, let's get out of here.
She's got a lot of rage.
They have to decompress about it at like the nearby wine bar, and then that's where they like really connect.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And Krabappel's only doing it to make Skinner jealous.
Yes. And unfortunately, he's so like discombobulated and like incompetent, he actually like doesn't know about it for too long. Like he can't pick up on any of the clues.
Right, she's just been doing it for years.
Yeah,
she waiting. Started it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
with the intent to make him jealous.
She started inviting teachers over.
Yeah,
allergies.
yeah. Wait, so is this happening at Springfield Elementary? Because it can't happen at her place. She can't host these orgies.
No.
Yeah, maybe in like the
The gym.
The gym, yeah.
They throw it on some mats.
Oh, yeah. Willie shed? Is Willie there?
Yeah.
Willie just watches.
Willie supplies Willie has the to grease.
Watch. Yeah, yeah. And he cleans up after.
That's nice of him.
Yeah. Well, that's his he gets it's to his watch.
Role. Yeah, yeah.
To clean up. And he likes cleaning it up.
It's very sweet that you believe him when he says that, Kelly.
No, I mean it's part of his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he enjoys cleaning?
Cleaning up.
Oh, I don't want to think about that.
The goo.
I don't want
He's
to
He's just
think...
saying that so he could be involved.
Yeah,
all right.
He'll do
really
anything
look.
To be involved. That's so sad. That is so sad. Okay, to all of our listeners, if you find yourself cleaning up after an orgy and pretending that that's what you like just to be involved in the orgy...
Find another
find
orgy.
Find a different orgy.
Find the orgy that will have you.
Yeah.
Find the janitor orgy.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't like this, like, I don't know, class don't like- warfare thing you got
really,
going on with it.
Honestly, I don't like the idea of everyone you know from work at an orgy.
Right.
I really,
right?
There's something about that that's like deeply
I don't see why.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's not even like your coworkers per se,
no,
but the fact that you have to fuck people who have the same job
like,
as you.
Like just your peer group, like kind
yeah.
of.
Well,
yes.
I guess, you know what? That's what
it's
going
convention.
Out of town for a convention
yes!
is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it's a teacher's convention.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's where they all met. Okay, that is better.
Uh-huh. But then but why is Willie there?
He will do anything,
to, be anything to be a part of it.
Hey, guys!
Two relationships!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.